We're on Tour Tom, and today we are broadcasting from Evansville, Indiana.
The pump!
Sybil.
Happy hump day!
J. Anthony Brown.
This is the best location. We have never been this close to the restroom. Will you check this out? Look at that.
It's right there.
It's right there, man.
There's no excuse.
None at all.
Previously on the Tom Joyner Morning Show, on Tour Tom, we were on the bus.
Mm-hmm.
Bus ride was cool.
Yeah.
It was very cool.
Yeah.
Very nice.
3 hours from Indianapolis.
Yep.
In Indianapolis, we had a very nice time at the lunch at the Georgia Reese's restaurant. Very nice restaurant. Like the owners. The owners are really great.
Very cool people.
Yeah, yeah.
But, and full of fans.
And then we came to Evansville. Woo!
Oh, my gosh.
Glad to see us.
The love.
Yes, yes.
My gosh.
I can't believe we've never been here, man. We have never.
Now,
been
I
here.
Have been here, but
oh,
we haven't been here,
here
as,
yeah.
with,
as
we haven't brought the show here.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm telling you, there's nothing like
love
this.
Here, man.
Nothing
yeah.
but. Nothing
yeah.
but.
We've been on the air here in Evansville for 18 years. And other than Sybil coming for take a loved one to the doctor day, wasn't it?
I came for I've been
back to school.
I've been here for a couple of things and a women's event, and it other is than that, powerful we, here.
I've never been here, and it was,
it's great.
It was
great.
Very
it's
nice great. Yesterday. Yeah.
And there's this tour is the tour of the big hugs.
Yes.
Big, strong.
Strong.
Big hugs like, okay, yeah, all right, let me go.
I can't
we're gonna
breathe.
We're going to have our ribs x-rayed, make sure with no cracks.
Yeah.
Yes, it is extraordinary. And last night, J. Anthony Brown performed.
Oh, good. They had a live band.
And then you know that's what I'm on, man.
And man, what?
I looked up there. One, two. What? He's counting.
He's counting off the band.
He's counting off the band.
On me, band. On me.
This band knew every song that is. They knew every song. They played every song.
And
man.
You played with
and
them.
And I played. I had a good time. Great. Nice hugs. Nice band. Nice crowds.
Wonderful.
Yeah. Okay.
Wonderful.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
All right, let's get to the business at hand.
Okay.
Was that your work, player?
Well, even I can't do but so much now. Come on.
Oh, there
the whole time.
Okay.
Right.
I can do but so much. So, yeah.
So, last night was game 6 of the NBA Finals in Cleveland. And it was an opportunity for Cleveland to tie it up, but
yeah.
No.
No, we got and we got some work to do. We got some healing to do now, and that's what I liked about the commentators last night.
Uh huh.
They said that in 2016, if the Cleveland Cavaliers are favored to win the whole thing, because if they had Kevin Love and Kyrie Irving,
they
probably would have won.
Well, that's not what LeBron said last night. He said last night, I'm taking my talents to South Beach.
Oh, Lord. Don't even start that.
Oh, my gosh.
But, of course, my question is, why did you give the MVP to the guy that was checking LeBron and holding him down to...
Now, you know, Sybil, you know more about sports probably than
both of us.
Than
that's
both
true.
Of us.
Yeah. That's true. That's true.
What do you think? Do you think it is that they hate LeBron? You think there's some hate involved there?
I really do. Uh-huh. I think that there is some personal animus between.
Okay, now
hold on.
Oh, hold on.
Oh,
hold on.
There you go.
Okay.
Why can't you just talk to her?
I thought I was.
Hold up
with the animus.
All right. All right. What does animus mean?
some dislike, some personal dislike.
See how easy that is?
Okay, well, just say shade then.
They're throwing
animus,
shade.
Animus is the same thing as shade?
Throwing shade.
Well, just say shade. What's wrong with shade?
There is some animus.
Well, because shade... Okay, because, honesty, you know what shade means, but I like the looks on your faces when I say animus.
But why do he's a good player. He works in the community. He does interviews. He's a family guy. He's never in the news.
Like a lot, and I understand. I understand because you just pointed it out. When he came before and did that whole special on ESPN and that, you know, and then I'm taking my talents to South Beach, people just didn't like LeBron and can't forget it.
They can't get over that?
I don't think so.
There's a cartoon where some Cleveland fan is saying to LeBron, could you sign my jersey where it's not burnt?
Remember that?
And that speaks to what a lot of people feel about LeBron. The burned jerseys and everything.
Do you think that the sports writers that voted for Most Valuable Player were upset with LeBron when he said in the press conference, I have confidence in winning because I'm the best player in the world?
I think that plays a part, too. Everybody likes a humble winner. Everybody likes, I mean, MJ, as good as he was went to work. He just did the work.
Yeah.
And didn't
brag.
He didn't have any sound bites.
No.
That's right. You don't have any sound bites of MJ.
Saying, I'm the best in the world. He was a man, you know, he went out there and did it. If his team wasn't with him that night, he still went out and scored and didn't have to use the words to
show. And so he's the standard, huh?
I think he is the standard by which they still score players, yeah.
You don't think it's like...
But, okay. To be fair, though, we're talking about most valuable player of the series. Not most valuable player of all time.
No, you're right.
The most valuable player of this series.
But because...
And the unstated rule is you cannot have a most valuable player if they're not on the winning team. So why not just give it to Steph Curry?
That's a good question.
Why give it to what's his name?
Iguodala.
Abu Dhabi.
See, you don't even know his name.
Abu Dhabi.
Okay. Why give it to him? I mean, what did he do in the series that was so valuable? He held LeBron to. He was checking LeBron. He came off the bench. First of all, he didn't even start in the first three games.
Right.
The first three games.
He didn't even start in the season.
But we're talking about the series.
We're talking about the
finals. He didn't even start the first three games. He came off the bench. He's supposed to guard LeBron. Mm-hmm. And LeBron had three triple doubles. Damn near three more triple doubles. And
yeah.
So your performance in the series doesn't make you a valuable player? I guess not, huh?
Well, it's subjective.
It really is. It is subjective.
Okay, it's 11 sports writers.
Mm-hmm.
Who are they obviously black or are they white? We don't know.
No,
you know who they are.
You know
most
who they
of them are white.
Yeah, okay. But that's not the parent.
The
parent is 11 sports writers voted. They gave Iguodala 7 votes and LeBron 4 votes.
Mm-hmm. Of the 11 voters.
And no votes for Stephon Curry?
Not a one.
So how many of the votes would you think are FU votes?
Seven.
Seven.
FU LeBron.
Seven. Do the big boy math. Yeah. You can do this. 7.
Yeah. But, yeah.
But it was a good series. It was very good, you know, and, you know, Cleveland... Sorry.
And nobody wants to lose in their hometown.
No.
And
look at this. And I agree with this. What? The award is for most valuable player, not most humble player.
Oh, well. Because if that were the case.
Iguodala would win. He was very humble.
And there might be a tie between him and Steph Curry, because Steph Curry is a very humble. Yeah. He's a very understated.
Maybe LeBron should have brought his kids to the press conference, and maybe it would have been different, you know. But he never.
His kids might have beaten him.
Yeah.
His kids might have held him to a certain point.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh. All right, well, I can do so much.
But they're saying, like you said, 2016 is going to be the year of the Cavaliers. Everybody will be back healthy, and they will do it then.
All right. We're on the tour. We're in Evansville. Yesterday we were in Indianapolis. Before that we were in Fort Wayne. So coming up next, it'll be a silk mix of some of the stars and talents from Indianapolis, Fort Wayne. We don't have anybody. Evansville, do you have someone?
Let us know.
Let us know. But when you hear this mix, you're going to hear Indianapolis, you're going to hear Fort Wayne, and a lot of Indianapolis. Coming up next on the TJMS.